Hi, this is Nelson for VideoGamesInTheBattle.com. God of War Ascension is going to be released March 12th, less than 2 weeks from now. So today we're going to be talking all about God of War. We'll start at Isaiah 14, 12-14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, Lucifer said five I wills in his little speech. Two of those were about ascending. I will ascend into heaven. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Lucifer wanted to ascend. Isn't it interesting, then, that the newest God of War is called Ascension? The fact that the series is called God of War at all lines up with Exodus 15:3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And that actually brings me to my next point. Paul warned us of something in 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. Several things, actually. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Now, I'd like to call your attention to two things. First of all, he warned us against another Jesus and another gospel. The gospel is a perfect, inherent word of God that saves men. Another Jesus and another gospel. These are very, very clearly seen in the God of War series, and that's where we're going to start with God of War for today. Let's look at God of War Ascension's tagline first. Before he was a god, he was a man. Philippians 2, 6-11. Talking about Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. In being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So we see that Jesus is who Kratos is portrayed to be, a man who is also God. It goes further, though. Here are some places where Jesus talks about ascending. What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? John 6:62. John 20:17. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. John 3:13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Just like Jesus ascends into heaven, Kratos actually ascends into Mount Olympus and becomes a god at the end of God of War 1. Now in Kratos, we've already seen a man who is also God, and a man who has ascended into heaven, in Kratos' case, Mount Olympus. But in Kratos, we also see a man who has died for the world. At the end of God of War 3, Athena wants the gift of hope back from Kratos, but instead, he stabs and kills himself, giving the gift of hope to the world. Look at what the Bible says. Romans 8:24, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? So we see we are saved by hope. Now, who or what is this hope? 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Romans 15:13, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:4, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Notice the word Scriptures. Jesus is the Word. Finally, Ephesians 2:11-13. Wherefore remember they be, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Notice the connection of it saying, ye were without Christ and having no hope. So, in Kratos, the main character of the God of War series, we see a man who is God, who has ascended up into heaven, who is called the God of War, and we already read earlier that the Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name, Exodus 15:3, and we see someone who has died to give hope, salvation to the world. So we can clearly conclude that Kratos is another Jesus, and that the God of War games form another gospel. However, we all know that Kratos is not the God of the Bible. Instead, he's the being that you see in Revelation 17:8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Here I'd like to note that several times in the games, Kratos actually goes to the underworld, even to the pits of Tartarus, and ascends back out. Back to the verse. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. In Revelation 19:19-21, we see the ultimate fate of the beast and those who follow him. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, Jesus, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. There's one last verse I'd like to use for this segment of the program. 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. For this last segment of the program, I'd just like to go down an interesting rabbit trail. Every blade that Kratos has had, whether it's the Blades of Chaos, the Blades of Exile, the Blades of Athena, whatever, every single one of them has been bound to him with chains. Consider the following verses. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, 2 Peter 2:4, Jude 1:6-7, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Along with that, in God of War 3, Kratos noticed that his chains were loose, so he just took them off. Psalm 2:2-5. Kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And that's the way it really goes. A lot of people say, we're going to be free from God, just like those people said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But ultimately, God's will is going to be done, one way or another. Like the old saying goes, you want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. That's it for now. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Until next time, goodbye.